So, Amelia was feeling a little peckish. She wanted a sweetie. So she went downstairs and looked in her mummy's jolly jar. And there was nothing there. Not even a crumb. Not a biscuit. Not a chocolate. Not a lollipop. So she went up to mummy's room and said, "Mummy, can I have a sweetie?" "I'm sorry, darling," her mummy said. "I haven't got any sweeties left at all." Amelia said, "Why? Why haven't you got any sweeties?" And the mummy said, "Well, you know what? I went to the newsagents up the road to buy sweeties, and they didn't have any sweeties at all. Not a single sweetie." "Well, mummy, why don't you try the supermarket?" Amelia said. "Well, my darling, I went to the supermarket in my car and I went down the aisle where they've got the sweeties, and they've got thousands of sweeties normally. Chocolates, candies, biscuits, mints, anything you want. But the shelves were bare. There were no sweeties anywhere." And so she said, "Mummy, why didn't you go to the biggest supermarket in London?" Mummy said, "I went to 5 supermarkets. Same story everywhere. Not a single sweetie, not a single chocolate, not a single mint. The shelves were bare." So Amelia said, "Oh, okay, well, thanks for trying, Mummy." And Amelia went to bed. She was thinking, "Oh, I really, really, really miss a sweetie. What I would do to get one sweetie." And then she heard the wardrobe. The wardrobe started to hum. She said, "What's going on?" So she went into the wardrobe. There was the tunnel open at the back of the wardrobe. She went down the tunnel. She went into the room with the 10 doors. And the 7th door was pink. There was a pink light coming from the bottom, and it was shining in gold and silver as well as pink. The light kept changing, as if there was something inside reflecting the light. She opened the door, and as soon as she stepped in, she felt a huge draft of wind that pulled her. As she was going, she saw where she was going was just pink light and gold light and silver light shimmering in the distance. And she kept being pulled towards it. She couldn't make out what it was, but she was pulled towards it, pulled towards it, pulled towards it. And as she got closer, she could see it was a castle. Was it made of ice? Was it made of pink brick? Was it made of golden brick? She wasn't sure, but the wind pulled her closer and closer. And as she got closer, she realized this castle was made entirely from candy. She could see the different colors of lollipops. She could see chocolates. She could see so many things. Mints, crystals, gobstoppers. Any sweet you could possibly imagine. The walls were made of every single sweet in the world, and she was being drawn towards it. And the doors were made of sweets, and as she came towards the doors, she got sucked in through the doors, which magically opened. And as she looked inside this incredible candy castle, all of the rooms were made of sweets. She went to sit on a chair, and the chair was made of sweets. She just saw all these pure sweets everywhere. And there was a brown chair in the corner. And she went to sit on that. And it was made entirely of chocolate. Oh my word. She couldn't believe it. And so she was so desperate for a sweet, she knelt down and she had a lick of the chair. If you'd like to hear the end of the story and get unlimited access to over 100 more, then please click the button below to get your 14-day free trial of Bedtime Stories.
Your kids are going to love them, and you probably will too.